Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You say public persuasion calls for both rational and imaginative conversation. I would love some examples about that.
Well, rational, I mentioned the book of Romans. Tough, logical reasoning, therefore, and so on. But when you see people are closed, I mentioned our Lord with the scribes and the Pharisees earlier, but take the classic one other than our Lord, which was Nathan to David. David's committed adultery, David's committed murder. So Nathan, he doesn't want to save his skin. That's not the point of the parable. He wants to bring David to conviction. But the repentance that you see in Psalm 51 is spring-loaded in Nathan's brilliant parable. Now, of course, David does not know it's a parable. As king, he had law cases brought to him scores of times every week. So for him, it's just another law case, and Nathan had probably brought others. And David's thoroughly in it. Halfway through, he bursts out, he deserves to die. Half a second's pause, and Nathan said, you're the man. In other words, the expectation of the first half of the story builds up one way. Your Majesty, you're the Supreme Court Justice, we want your verdict. The expectation builds up one way, and suddenly through the punchline, you're the man, the effect goes completely the opposite way and springs David's mind open to repentance. You can read Psalm 51. He's drenched with repentance. But the very parable itself, as I said, is spring-loaded with it. And that's what it, in other words, imagination. Questions are dynamic because they're indirect and they're involving. You don't know where they're going, and the person being asked the question has to give the answer. But the stories have something else. They're indirect, they're involving, and they're imaginative. And our imaginations are the most powerful faculty that we have as humans.
I think that creativity comes from the Holy Spirit himself. I mean, how have you found that in your own life, Oz, where you just you equip yourself with a knowledge of Scripture, but then you entrust yourself to the power of the Holy Spirit?
Absolutely. You take something like the book of Acts. It's not the Acts of the Apostles, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. How does the gospel get to Ethiopia? The Spirit tells Philip to go and meet the official. How does it get to Europe? Paul didn't want to go to Europe. Europe was not in his next steps, as we put it today. The Spirit gives him this vision of the man from Macedonia. Over he goes, and world history has changed, and you can go on. And in the same way today, we should be led by the Spirit. We're the midwives, as Kierkegaard said, and we have that humble role. We've got to bring back a practical reliance on the Holy Spirit.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.